Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming. I am your host, Natalie Green, and I'm so happy to have you here today. Today's episode, we will go over nourishing your brain. Now, depending on how old you are, what stage of life you might be in, this may not be something that you've been consciously thinking about, but it's always been something that's very interesting to me and something that I think is very vital in everyone's life, no matter how old or young you are. So I wanted to give you some different ways to keep your brain in shape. Before I go into today's topic, I will start with our usual, what I'm into and what I am up to. Right now, what I'm into is buying fresh flowers. Lately, I've been buying fresh flowers from Trader Joe's. Usually I get the mini carnations because they're cheap, but also they've been blooming really beautifully and they smell really nice. I've never experienced carnations smelling good, but for some reason, the Trader Joe's ones smell really wonderful. And I know that you're apparently not supposed to use the plant food that comes in the little package with it. So I tried something I read online about using a little bit of white vinegar instead of plant food. And I'll tell you what, I think the plant food works a lot better at making them bloom and last longer. So use the plant food, I guess. What I am up to. I know I kind of touched on this last week by saying spring cleaning, but I just did my closet clean out yesterday. And I hate doing that. It's so painful because there are so many items that I pick up and I'm thinking, I love this. It's so cool. I remember buying it. I remember when I wore it, but I haven't reached for it in so long. So having to sit there and make all those decisions and having that, I want to say giving away remorse, like instead of buyer's remorse, giver's remorse when I haven't even given it away yet, but I'm going to go try and secondhand sell that next weekend with some friends. So I'm just trying to clean out my closet. I have too many clothes. I don't get to wear all of them. And I want to have more of a minimalistic closet than I currently do. So that's what I've been up to. Now, jumping right into today's topic, I, like I said, have always been really interested in brain health, but I just recently learned about the term cognitive fitness. Now, cognitive fitness is a state of optimized ability to reason, remember, learn, plan, and adapt. This is something really cool because I'm very much into my physical fitness. So I think kind of going into your mental fitness and how your brain is doing and your brain health kind of connects perfectly, really. I mean, if you're taking care of your body physically, why not be taking care of your brain mentally? And we're already doing that by making sure that we talk to ourselves in a positive way, but we also have to take care of our physical brain. And these few tips and tricks that I'm going to go through today on nourishing your body through food, as well as nourishing your body through different activities and why and how those have an effect on your brain physically. And touching back on what I said, your brain's health matters at all stages of your life. It's really never too early or too late to start taking care of your brain and its health because, I mean, that's how you experience life. The way that you even can interpret what you're seeing, smelling, hearing, tasting, etc., is because of your brain. So you definitely want to take care of it. So part one. Just as we want to nourish our bodies with healthy and yummy foods so that we can feel good physically, we may forget that we can also eat foods to help our cognitive functions. Brain foods are those foods that are rich in antioxidants, healthy fats, vitamins, and minerals. They help to not only protect your brain function, but they also help to fight against the development of brain diseases. The reason that food impacts the brain is because of the hormones and neurotransmitters that are created in the gut based on a plethora of factors, really not limited to what you eat and drink. It could be how much stress you're having, how much sleep you're having, etc. But they influence the brain in various ways. The gut sends the brain all kinds of different chemical signals, and that is why keeping the gut happy with healthy, nutrient-rich foods tends to help us feel our best. And this is also an example of why your parents wanted you to eat breakfast before going to school. It's because your brain needed to be getting those signals and all of that awake awareness, etc., from your gut. Now let's jump into specific foods to help nourish your brain, i.e. looking at the nutrients within these foods. Number one, leafy greens, and cruciferous vegetables like kale, spinach, and broccoli. These are all rich in vitamin K, lutein, folate, and beta carotene. These may also help to slow cognitive decline, which is very cool. All of these nutrients that I'm mentioning, you can assume are good for your brain. Otherwise, I wouldn't be mentioning them, right? So next up is fatty fish. We've all heard this. They're full of omega-3s. And this has been linked to helping lower the blood vessels of beta amyloid, a protein that forms the damaging clumps in the brains of people with Alzheimer's. You should try to eat fatty fish 2 to 3 times per week, but just try to find some that are low in mercury, like salmon, cod, canned light tuna, and pollock. If you don't like fish, you can try avocados or flax seeds and walnuts. I put raw walnuts in my salad every day for this exact reason. And they need to be raw walnuts. They cannot be salted. They cannot be toasted. They need to be raw. Trader Joe's has a giant bag of them for like $6, but I swear it lasts me for at least a month. Now, berries. Flavonoids, which is the pigment that give berries their beautiful colors, have shown to help delay memory decline. Tea and coffee. Now, this one is a little bit tricky because coffee on an empty stomach is really not great for your digestive health, as it is very acidic. And so first thing in the morning, you don't want to be putting something so acidic in your stomach. So I would hold off on the coffee until after you've eaten breakfast. And honestly, drinking tea on an empty stomach makes me extremely nauseous. So I would wait till after you've had breakfast to have tea and coffee, but they're still really great for your brain health and they've shown to improve mental function. Up next is beets because they help reduce inflammation. I know beets are definitely not everyone's cup of tea, but if you slice those suckers up and put them in a salad, they're pretty good. I would give them a chance because they're great for your brain health. Now, I don't want to give the world's longest list of foods that you should eat for your brain health. I suggest you just Google that. But just to name a couple more are egg yolks, extra virgin olive oil, dark chocolate, coconut oil, and turmeric. Now, here is a list of a few ways that I incorporate these brain healthy foods into my diet each and every day. I have celery in my green juice that I make twice a week, which is one of those leafy green cruciferous vegetables. I know I didn't name it earlier, but it is great for your brain. There are blueberries in my oatmeal every morning, which is wonderful oatmeal, and I will definitely share the recipe if anyone wants to hear it. I have coffee and or tea every single day. I have greens, walnuts, extra virgin olive oil in my salad, which is another recipe I am certainly down to share. My mom came up with it. I like to call it a rainbow salad because it has so many delicious ingredients that are very colorful, and it's just my go-to salad every day of the week. So packed with protein, veggies, everything you could need. So I have a lot of brain healthy foods in there as well. And then for dinner, I usually always have broccoli or spinach as a side vegetable because, you know, you always got to get those veggies in. So might as well make it a brain healthy veggie, right? Now for part two of the episode, there are certain activities that can help strengthen our brain's cognitive functions because they cause different parts of our brains to work together, or they just have to work in general. Furthermore, when we are actively learning, we are forming new neural pathways, strengthening our brain's anatomy and helping prevent other areas of our brains from deteriorating with age. Activities to improve cognitive fitness include, bear with me, it's another list, but meditation. I think I mentioned meditation on every single episode. Clearly, it has lots of beneficial impacts and effects on your life. So meditation helps because you focus your attention in a calm and soothing way. Socialization. I love this one because having discussions, playing games, participating in social sports, all force your brain to work to actively listen to what other people are saying, processing what they're saying, coming up with a response, etc. It is all very active and forcing your brain to work. One of my favorite ways to socialize that I put into my weekly schedule, because working from home, it's a little bit harder to socialize with people, especially during the pandemic and then the tail end of the pandemic, I started volunteering weekly. I'm very lucky because my volunteer group is awesome and there's always new people joining, but I go to a soup kitchen every Thursday and we just stand around chopping vegetables, cooking, and talking. And it's been so much fun. I have made some really great friends doing it, and I'm giving back while also helping my brain grow. Learning new skills. As you are actively learning, you are therefore creating new neural pathways, and this helps to offset cell loss due to aging and disease. A few ways to learn new skills: you could take up different crafting activities such as knitting, painting, crocheting, etc. There's a ton, really. Learning photography, learning a new instrument, or learning a new language. I have personally been using Duolingo for the past 2 years. This is not sponsored, but Duolingo would love a sponsorship or a free membership. But I'm just kidding. But Duolingo, I've been learning on the free app for the last 2 years to try and improve my Spanish. And, you know, I do actually have to work to try to remember the words and try to remember all of the different ways to conjugate and the different tenses, etc. So I am actively creating those new neural pathways and, yeah, learning a new skill there. It's also super easy to start as a beginner on really anything. Like, if there's anything that you're interested in, you can find out how to become a beginner, first steps, etc., on the internet, anywhere. And if it's a craft, go to the craft store. I am sure those people working there would be more than happy to start you on your merry crafting journey. Now, this next one might surprise you. Listening to music. This activates different pathways in your brain than are normally activated during socialization or learning those new skills, like I mentioned. It's completely different. I'm not going to dive fully into this subject just because it's going to be very in-depth conversation. So I'm going to leave that out of this episode. You can definitely do your own research there. But yeah, listening to music is good for your brain health. Attending workshops and conferences. You may actively be listening to speakers and learning more about your profession, i.e. creating those new neural pathways, but you're also socializing with others. The last few work conferences that I've been to always put me out of my comfort zone, of course, because I'm newer in the industry, but I need to also be talking to industry experts to learn as much as I can. I want to be a sponge, right? And I also want to get to know other individuals within my space. So I'm socializing, I'm learning, I'm doing a whole lot of brain fitness all in one place. And it doesn't even have to be connected to your profession. There are all kinds of conferences you can go to. And I think that they're a great way to put yourself out of your comfort zone and learn all at the same time. Exercise. Now, this is obviously great for your body, but it's also great for your brain. It increases the blood flow to the hippocampus, which is the part of the brain responsible for memory. It also all makes sense because when you're exercising, typically you're going to be breathing controlled breaths, you're counting, and you're thinking of your form all at the same time. It requires so much mental strength and fitness to be able to do all of those things all at once. And so it's great for your brain, of course. And you are getting that increased blood flow into your brain. And everyone knows that fitness is great for you. Even if you're just walking, you're still increasing that blood flow. But if you're, say, lifting weights, you're counting your reps, you need to make sure you have the proper form, otherwise you're not going to be activating the proper muscle groups and getting the results that you want. And everyone knows you need to be breathing while you're working out. Otherwise, you're going to pass out. So you should be breathing controlled breaths, especially if you're doing cardio, because then you'll get a runner's cramp, and those suck. Similarly, love this one, dancing. I think it goes hand in hand with exercise. You know, you're getting that increased blood flow. And if you're going out to a bar or a club, you'll most likely be socializing as well. Killing two birds with one stone. And one of my favorite brain health activities, for sure. If you know me, you know I love to dance. I'm not good. I just like to do it. Another one that's pretty cool that I have not personally looked into yet, but I think I might. After this podcast, I think I'm going to see if I can find some YouTube videos to follow along or something like that. And it's Tai Chi. You may or may not be familiar with Tai Chi, but it is known as martial arts for the internal systems. And it's based on ancient Chinese Qigong and martial arts techniques. How cool is that? Martial arts for the internal system. Have you ever heard of an exercise meant for your internal system? That kind of blew my mind. And I think I'm going to look at it because, you know, it's, again, meditative breathing and it's slow intentional movements. So anything that can help your internal well-being, really, I'm going to take part in. I think that sounds so cool. And you know, you always think of like the little old people in the park doing Tai Chi together. And it looks so peaceful, right? It looks meditative. And if it's great for your brain and you can squeeze in some meditation and a little bit of fitness in there, I like it. So that might be my next week's what I'm up to, or maybe the following week is me trying Tai Chi. Last but not least, everyone knows how important sleep is. We all need between 7 and 9 hours. I've actually read several studies that men need around 7 to 8 and women need around 9. We do need more sleep than men. But sleep helps regulate the metabolism. It reduces mental fatigue and it boosts memory recall. So these are the various activities that you can take part in to help keep your brain cognitively fit. Now, I will end today's episode by saying, take care of your brain. I mean, you of course already know that, but you only have one and it houses our sense of being, which is very strange. But if you think about it, you cannot comprehend the outside world. You cannot make any connection with what you're seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, anything without your brain. So in order to take advantage of these wonderful opportunities and these wonderful moments within your life, you need to have the companion that is your brain. So take care of it. It's not that hard. Incorporate some of these fun foods into your daily life, or I'm sure that you do at least one of the activities I mentioned. Think about adding a couple more. It's great. And lastly, of course, a quote, and this comes from Jay Kristoff: your mind will serve you better than any trinket under the sun. It is a weapon. And like any weapon, you need practice to be any good at wielding it. And with that, I will end today's episode. Thank you so much for coming here to listen. I hope you have a wonderful week and keep consciously blooming into your best self.